you would turn to Psalm 125 in your Bibles. Psalm 125 is the psalm for the day, as we read through the Bible in a year. Give you a minute to get there. I should say, turn to it in your Bibles, or click that iPad or Kindle reader, right? So many people are bringing those and reading their Bible on those. And you know, for us old folks, it's worth it to get to know how to use one of those, because you can make the print really big. Begin, verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. The Message says, a pilgrim song, those who trust in God are like Mount Zion. Nothing can move it. A rock-solid mountain you can always depend on. What does it mean to be like Mount Zion? Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary says, Mount Zion, as an emblem of permanence and locality of Jerusalem, as one of security, represent the firm and protected condition of God's people. I love that. Amen. We're in a firm and protected position as God's people, but by covenant, supported not only by providence, but by covenant promise. God made a covenant with us. He's made a covenant with us, hallelujah, that he's going to protect us and surround us. Even the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but God's kindness shall not depart, nor his covenant of peace be removed. So that gave me a feeling of what the psalmist was trying to say here. Then I looked up in Hebrew, trust, batak, means to be confident, to be sure, to be bold, to hope, to make, to trust. And what do we trust in? We trust in the Lord. We as God's people trust in what he's done and is doing for us. It says we're not going to be removed. That means we're not going to waver, we're not going to slip, we're not going to shake, we're not going to fall, and we're not going to be carried away. Wow. Wow, I'm going to trust in the Lord, and I stand in a very sure place. I love that. And then it says, but, and whenever I see a but, I put equals. If I trust in the Lord, if he is his covenant keeper, what does that equal in my life? Though I hated math, I don't know why I use equal signs, but it works. And I like to use what works. Amen. It works. It equals. If those things, then what do I get? I will abide, Hebrew yashab. I will sit down. I will dwell. I will remain. I will be settled. I will continue, and I will be established. Wow! I love that. It even has the connotation of being married to. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm married to him. Mm-hmm. I am married to him. He is good to me. He protects me, and I love it. So the Message says, a pilgrim song. Those who trust in God are like Mount Zion. Nothing can move it. A rock-solid mountain you can always depend on. Mountains encircle Jerusalem, and God encircles his people. Always has and always will.
Very good.
Amen. What can we put our trust in? What can we put our hope in? The Lord God, who is there for us, who is covenanted to be there and be with us. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message Bible this morning. He did a good job on this one. Peterson, I'm going to meet that man someday in heaven, and I'm going to just thank him for all that he did for the body of Christ. Amen. A pilgrim song. Those who trust in God are like Zion Mountain. Nothing can move it. A rock-solid mountain you can always depend on. Mountains encircle Jerusalem, and God encircles his people. Always has and always will, which means we can be in his presence forever.